Advent is a time in which we tend to put together and to broadcast joyful programs. It's a time in which our thoughts race forwards to Christmas, and most of us are filled with the expectation of the feast to come. It's the time during which we think of decorating the house and buying gifts for our loved ones. But it's also when loss becomes more poignant, and we think back to when we used to celebrate together with family members or close friends who are with us no more. If you've been listening to our programs here on Vatican Radio, it's also the time during which we choose to highlight the predicament and the pain of those who are ill or in need. Because as Pope Benedict said at the beginning of Advent, it's the time during which God speaks to the heart of his people. Today I'm going to introduce you to a special woman and mother. She lost her daughter Katie to breast cancer that spread 7 years ago. Since then, she has made it her mission to do her part in alleviating the pain and the discomfort of so many other cancer patients in Britain whom, like her daughter Katie, may be afflicted by a condition called lymphedema, a condition that she says just isn't even on the map. Her name is Patricia Walrub, and the first thing she wanted to do was to tell me who her daughter was.
Well, my lovely daughter Katie, she died aged 35 on the 9th of December 2001. She was a very special girl, attractive, intelligent, quick-witted and full of fun and very popular. That's why her friends still support the fund that I have set up in her memory. She's a wonderful daughter and a great support to me. And I just wanted everyone to know that.
Patricia told me that after the initial shock and grief and anger following Katie's death, she felt that although there are many cancer charities out there, there was a void and the need to do something more to help cancer patients.
One of the things that Katie suffered from, because after her first operation, she had an operation on her lymph nodes, and the removal of the lymph nodes blocked the flow of the lymph, which flows all around your body like the blood circulation. And she had enormous swelling, which I think quite a lot of people have after that operation, on her arm, on her breast, and so on. It was extremely painful, irritating. She used to get in the car and put the air conditioning on to cool it down. She put ice on it. So it was a very, very difficult time for her.
What is this condition called?
It's called lymphedema. And she looked on the internet. Now, we're talking about 2001, so it was in fairly early stages. She lived in England. And she found an alternative clinic that would do manual lymph drainage in London. And she went to that clinic.
So what do you mean by an alternative clinic?
Well, the normal run-of-the-mill GPs, general practitioners, or the hospitals didn't really do anything about it. I think the National Health System gave you an elastic stocking.
So let's be clear about this. This is actually a secondary effect of the operation she had?
It's a secondary effect of the removal of the lymph nodes, which they do in case the cancer can pass into the lymph nodes and therefore get taken around the body. Well, I think it had already done that. Anyway, she went to this place and she had manual lymph drainage, and it helped her a lot, because what they do is to take the lymph away from where it's blocked and massage it to another part of the lymph system so it can drain away. So her swelling went down and it gave her a lot of reprieve.
Here in Italy, Pat pointed out, manual lymph drainage is a widespread practice and people turn to it for a number of health and beauty reasons. But in Britain, it is not.
And so I thought, well, we should try to put this on the map. And we had, I think it was in 2002, her anniversary, there was a service for her in memory at Westminster Cathedral, and I asked everyone back to my flat near there for a drink, and I told them about my idea that I wanted to do something in Katie's memory, and they were all very pleased. So I decided that because this was so unknown in Britain, I would try to do something about that. When I got back to Rome, I rang up our extremely well-known and prestigious cancer hospital called the Royal Marsden, and I asked to speak to the chief fundraiser. And I said I was calling from Rome, which I think helped because they were curious. And I said, next time I'm in Britain, I would like to come and see you, which indeed is what we did. And I went with Emma Greenwood, who's my administrative person. And the lady there, Angela Roden, was extremely good. And she said, well, I have to ask the powers that be to see if you can fundraise for this, because we have a school of nursing. It's one of the few in the country that a hospital run. And they do teach, or they want to teach, manual lymph drainage to nurses. So she got permission from the powers that be for us to hook on to the Royal Marsden, and that has been a great solace for us because it has a lot of prestige, so it gives us clout. And we were able to launch in 2004, and I had someone on my team then who was a PR person, and they got the Good Housekeeping to launch us. So we were in the magazine of Good Housekeeping. We were launched at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel in London, which used to be the old Hyde Park Hotel. Very nice. And it's gone from strength to strength from there.
What is the name of the foundation?
Katie's Lymphedema Fund. And we got permission to raise funds for scholarships for nurses to come to the Royal Marsden to learn how to do manual lymph drainage.
It sounds like quite a simple idea, and it
yes.
makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes.
What you're aiming for is to enable a lot more people in Britain to have the benefit of being able to be treated with this manual lymph drainage, which is
yes.
quite a simple technique, I understand.
Simple technique. We don't need any sophisticated medicines or equipment. That's probably why it's not very well known, because the chemical companies are not involved in this.
Absolutely.
But we hope to put it on the map, and I think more and more you hear about it. So we need to get more publicity in England, I think, about it. Because even local GPs don't know about it.
I wonder why in Italy it's such common practice and in the UK it isn't.
I don't know if it's something to do with our basic Puritan attitude about massage. Massage parlours have always had a bad reputation, really. And so I think massage hasn't been a very well-liked, or it hasn't had a very good name in Britain.
Your fund, as you say, was actually launched in 2004.
Yes.
So it's been going for 4 years.
Yes.
And tell me about what you've achieved in this time, and how are you seeing any results?
Yes, well, we've achieved quite a lot. On our latest newsletter, which you have in front of you, you can see the amount of monies we've collected. And every year we have a lunch at Fortnum & Mason's, which is a very well-known shop opposite the Royal Academy. And in their big St. James's restaurant, we have about 170 people there. That's all we can fit in. A lot of them from the original Good Housekeeping launch. And that gives us a lot of publicity. We also sell cards there. I do the cards for Christmas, and we have Christmas lunches and coffee parties here in Palocco. We had a Christmas card lunch 2 weeks ago in London, and we made over £800, which is very good.
I understand that you yourself paint the Christmas cards.
Yes, I do. And the notelets, which we are allowed by Fortnum's to sell at the luncheon in February.
Well, the figures Pat was mentioning were right in front of my nose in the newsletter she had brought me. They revealed that this past year of fundraising has made over 16,000 British pounds to be presented to the Royal Marsden School of Nursing, and that to date, Katie's Lymphedema Fund has donated £27,000.
What we're very pleased about, we've just met about 6 months ago the new chief nurse of the Marsden, and she's coming to our next lunch, which is always the last Monday of February, to speak to us. Now, she has been given a six-month project by the National Health Service. It has two themes. One is aftercare for cancer patients, and the other one is lymphedema, which, of course, we can slot very nicely into. And she will talk to the luncheon. And she says that she's going to make lymphedema much better. better known in Britain. And, of course, she's in the position to do it, and she will talk to matrons of hospitals, and particularly in London, and so on.
Surely it can't take a very long time or a lot of money to train nurses to do this practice.
I don't actually know how long the training is, but we give scholarships of, I think it's £500 mm-hmm. a nurse. And we have also just contributed, it was either £4,000 or £5,000, to an online system that the Marsden will put out. And nurses who can't get to London can at least do the theory mm-hmm. by slotting into this online course. And we also have donated books for nurses, textbooks which they need and perhaps can't afford. And I think the thing that appeals to British people who are already involved is the nursing profession, because they've always been underpaid and overworked, and they have a good reputation on the whole. So they're quite sympathetic towards their cause.
It's Advent, and maybe it's a good time to talk about reaching out to people and raising awareness. As the Pope said, I think it was yesterday, he said, Advent is the time during which the Lord speaks to the hearts of people. And basically that's why you're here, that's why you're doing this. You've lost your daughter, you won't get her back, but there's so many other people who can benefit from this relatively simple technique. It can, I think, from what I understand, it won't cure, but it can improve life
their
conditions
way of life,
incredibly. Am I mistaken?
No, you're not. Also, I think we've concentrated on the breast cancer because that's what Katie had, but, you know, men also can get, I mean, anyone can get lymphedema in different parts of the body. Mm-hmm. It's really a blockage of the lymph system.
And it can touch anyone, as
yes.
we know.
It's
across the spectrum.
Yes, it is.
Has doing this helped you in any way come to terms with what happened?
Yes, I think it does. I think it can never heal completely, but I think Katie would be amused and delighted too. And she'd be thrilled that her friends have been so supportive. You know, there are other friends who do all sorts of things, like bring raffle prizes to the lunch and so on and so forth. It's a compensation, isn't it, for the loss of a child, which is probably one of the worst things that can happen to anybody. But it does give you something positive to do, and I hope, you know, will spread in England, and that they will get this show on the road, you know, that the ordinary GP will be able to say, well, you need this, and you can have it that way. Because up to now, it has been very little known.